Andy O'Brien makes it his business to track the online presence of certain far-right groups in Maine. Last week, he and collaborator Nathan Bernard published an article in the publication Mainer that examines how members of a Lewiston-Auburn Facebook group may be targeting Muslim residents and recently elected Lewiston councilwoman Safia Khalid. She's the first Somali-American to serve on the city's council. O'Brien described some of the comments he found online.
I mean, it was very bigoted comments, using a lot of different slurs, accusing Muslims of committing obscene acts. One user talked about killing as many Muslims as possible.
When did you first notice this level of vitriol directed at the candidates?
Well, I noticed when I saw her post something in September that was a text message from a member of a far-right militia group that's very anti-Muslim, you know, accusing her of wanting to impose Sharia law and things like that. So I started looking into that group. These online spaces like on Facebook and other news groups have become the kind of offices of hate groups where they, you know, spread hate, disseminate bigoted images and, you know, organize.
So even though this is about a Lewiston City Council election, are there broader implications for the state here, do you think?
I mean, I think it's everywhere. And if you just look on Facebook on local news articles or a lot of these sort of far-right Facebook groups, this kind of rhetoric is tolerated often. And as we saw, as we wrote about in our article, a lot of the comments and posts that I mentioned earlier were flagged by other users as being hate speech. And Facebook refused to take any action. They said it didn't violate their community standards. Now, after this article went viral on Twitter, we got a response from the chief technology officer of Facebook who said that now they're taking action against this.
Now, are we talking about people that you can identify that are here in the state, or is some of this coming from outside of Maine?
Certainly with Safia Khalid's election, there was a lot of attention from out of state. But a lot of it is cultivated right here. You know, a lot of this gets incubated in these Facebook groups to become these echo chambers. I mean, certainly with LA's Journal, this Facebook that we referred to, you know, you have to answer a question of whether you were born in Lewiston, Auburn. And so they try to select people who are from the area.
Are you concerned that it eventually goes beyond speech to action?
You know, we've seen what happened with, like, the Christchurch mosque shooter and the Tree of Life synagogue shooter. Both of those guys were radicalized online. You know, and a lot of these far-right groups, they promote that kind of thing. And they valorize the people who commit these acts. I've been looking at a number of these message forums and seen, you know, firsthand accounts from people who said, you know, I started out, you know, just as conservative, and then I started reading these posts and I started reading these articles that are being shared, and I started to realize, well, you know, maybe I'm a white nationalist. And then, you know, started reading more and said, you know, maybe I'm a fascist. That's how it works. This stuff was all, I mean, this is in a private group, but a lot of this stuff is way out in the open. And certainly, especially, I found that anti-Muslim hate speech is very, very much tolerated in our society, unfortunately. And we need to call it out for what it is.
Mr. O'Brien, thank you very much for the time. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
That was Andy O'Brien discussing his recent article in the publication Mainer about a Lewiston-Auburn Facebook group's comments targeting Muslim residents.